fifth ward and chair of fire committee.
Yolan, I'm second ward.
Okay, Walker, fourth ward.
Newbie.
Yeah, I'm the newbie on the block, I'm Jake from the first ward.
Okay, so you guys wanna start, you know, with your, I guess, your report?
Yeah.
Sure, I got a report for last year, as well as January. So for 2019, we had 453 calls for service. 29 of them were fires, that ranges from structure fires, cooking fires, chimney fires, car fires, brush fires. We had 42 rescue and emergency medical incidents. That's assisting EMS, car accidents with injuries, without injuries, water rescues, elevator rescue. We had 56 hazardous conditions with no fire. That's gas leaks, spills, carbon monoxide incidents, electrical problems, power lines down, different things like that. We had 56 service calls, which incorporates water problems, smoke investigations, elevator issue that had no occupants, so that's also cover assignments, that's standbys for other departments. 33 good intent calls, that's just somebody saw maybe smoke that could have been from a chimney, that we deemed from the chimney, something like that. We had 235 false alarms or false calls. That's anything, again, from malicious false alarms, somebody pulled a pull station, bomb scares, malfunctions, and a lot of alarm system activations with no fire and unintentional. And then two severe weather calls, which I think were storm related. For a total of 453 for last year, which is the highest we've had in at least 12 years. Month of January, total of 2020, a total of 27 incidents, 3 fires, 3 rescue and EMS incidents, 3 service calls, 1 good intent, which is we were dispatched, came through the roof, and 17 false alarms or false calls, for a total of 27 for the month of January. I'll give you the copy of these, Dominic.
Actually, just hand them to Linda.
Oh.
She's handed our minutes for it, so she can submit that. Thank you. Okay, I guess we're gonna go down to our, hopefully good news with our grant updates.
Sure. So, I'll start with the portable radio grant, which is the SAM grant. I last heard from DASNY a couple of weeks ago. It said it's moving. It's on to desk review, and then it goes to the legislature for full approval. So they still don't give us a time frame, but then at that point we get the contract that says we can spend the money that's there. I'm hoping that's within the next couple months, because our radios are dying quickly. So that's that. Grants. The grant that we put in for last year for the new firebolt that we were denied just came out again for this year. Would like to put in for it again. We'd have to do the same thing we did last year, is approval through the council for the spending if we were to get the award. So that's open until April 13th, I think it's due.
When they do a denial, do they give you a little summary of an explanation, actually?
No, we get a one-line email that says, you were denied. It's pretty much the extent of it. They don't give out, years ago, they stopped giving out explanations for denials.
What kind of figured out? I don't know, they're not going to, like...
It's hard to tell on why.
Who is denying it? Sorry, I...
FEMA, so it's just a little background. The last, since we've been in, I've been in as assistant chief, we put in for six federal grants through FEMA, either the Assistance to Firefighters grant or the Port Securities grant for the new boat, and we've been denied for every one of them.
What's the asking for us?
The boat is just over $500,000 with a 25% match, I believe it is, which is the same as last year. We had put in for air packs, gear, radios through the federal grant, and we've been denied for every one of them. The radios are for the mobile, the portable radios for each guy, each air pack.
Oh, okay.
So we did. We've reached out to Dee Dee Barrett for a state grant. It's called the SAM grant, and she sponsored that, and that's the process we're going through right now for that. They just can't give us the definite that we're getting it, but they say once it goes as far as we're gone, they don't seem denied once they do.
What's the asking price today?
The portable radio grant is for $220,000. That's $181,000 for portables, $7,500 for a generator for the station across the street.
How much is that? I'm sorry.
$7,500 for the generator. Interior and exterior man doors for the station across the street, which are, I want to say, I think it was $6,000 total with labor, and then a new body for our pickup truck, which was $13,000. That's right around $220,000. My figures might be off a couple thousand, off the top of my head. But that whole grant, that SAM grant, incorporates all of those items into one. So.
And that's reimbursable. So the city would pay for the items and then apply for reimbursement.
When did your test? 2019, you applied for that, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So I don't know what to try to get a resolution through again in March for that boat grant. If that's something that we can do again, that would be.
Well, it's all the same specs, right?
Yeah. Yep. It would be carbon copy of last year, plus any increases in cost of steel. It usually seems to be where it all goes up.
Now, is this for a new boat? Do we currently have a boat?
Yes, we have a 19-foot hand-me-down that's from, what year is that?
1998.
Yeah. That's not conducive for diving, which, or firefighting. That was a hand-me-down from the sheriff's office. About three or four people, and that's if they have just regular clothes on. That's no equipment, that's no dive gear, that's nothing.
Right. Our problem is as soon as you put two divers, two tenders, the operator, and your equipment in, we're overweight by about 1,500 pounds. So the thing's riding out of the water about this far.
Right.
So it's a safety issue.
And last year, while going to a call on the river, the trailer snapped in half. The boat on it, and we couldn't go where we were called because the trailer and the boat were sitting in the middle of Columbia Street.
Wow.
So, yes. That's since been, the trailer's been repaired, but that's the issue we're running into. It's an old boat, old trailer.
Right.
So.
And this new bit, Malcolm, this new boat is, you know, state of the art. Coast Guard approved, and there's a lot of bells and whistles that is going to benefit. Many, including safety of firefighters.
Yeah.
But
there's new, they're approaching new grant writers for the city. That might be something that could be beneficial with a new set of hands involved.
Right, and if that was set up by then, that would be great. If not, I'm probably going to take the project on and kind of use our old writing and add some new stuff.
So, I mean, are you guys set on this new one, or is it a possibility that you could maybe venture out and get something that may be a little more expensive?
With the grant, with the FEMA grant, you have to get, there are certain criteria that the boat has to meet,
right,
which bumps the price up for the grant. If we didn't apply for the FEMA grant and the federal grant, there are things that could be cut out of the boat.
We've been actively looking, actually, about 4 or 5 years ago. We did put a bid on, with a resolution, we put a bid on a boat down in Dutchess County, Houstonville, and another department paid more.
I have also been in contact again with D.D. Barrett's office for an additional SAM grant for a boat, as well as Senator Daphne Jordan's office to see what they could help us out with on a level. So there's just been some preliminary with them. The federal grant has a very short window of when to do it. It opened on the 13th of February, and it closes the first or second week of April. So it's a very, they don't give you much time. So, and the assistance the firefighters grant one was even a smaller time frame. That was about 6 weeks. So it's very difficult to try and get in, to get all the moving pieces together with resolutions and everything else. So.
The problem we run into it's us competing against departments that don't have what we have. So where we would be replacing 12 or 15-year-old turnout gear that we might be applying for, we're competing against small departments, say in Alabama, that don't have any turnout gear. So they're, of course, going to get the priority, which they should. Or, you know, we're looking at 15-year-old aircraft that we've been operating, they use quite a bit. But they may have stuff that's 30, 40 years old. So, or they may only have two for an entire department, where we have one for all of our writing positions.
So,
exactly. You know, they're going to give it to the departments that are in the most need. So, and they cut the funding every single year over the past 10 years for this program.
And where as of right now, I've been reading that both of the programs, the AMG and the Park Security, is probably going to be cut out of the federal budget next year. So that's going to be a huge blow to the fire service in general.
I mean, in comparison, if a police department wants to get new doorknobs for the police station, for the grant for the fire department, we only have a couple of resources. You know, it's just the way it's structured.
What about the update we did, the new ladder truck, how are you?
We traveled from the back down to Ocala, Florida. Pretty tight schedule. We got there the night before. We started off bright and early, 7 o'clock in the morning. And we finished at the factory about 5 in the afternoon. We were back at the factory by 8:30 the next morning. Left there at 1, and we just made our flight.
Mm.
They started boarding about 10 minutes before we got on the plane. It was very productive, very time-consuming, very detailed. We did make some changes. There were some things that we saw on other units that were there that we reconfigured on this truck to make it a little bit more user-friendly. It's one thing to look at it on paper, but it's another thing to see it. See it, play with it, you know, move it, step on it.
Yeah.
You know, so we did make it.
back to this our dealer here in New York, and Monday night we're going to sit down with them and hopefully sign off on the drawings and everything else. So we're right where we want to be for time frame. So they're saying we'll probably begin in November and delivery March or April of 21. It's about where we're at. So we're right on schedule for where we want to be.
Resolution. I can have Tracy do that if you want.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
One of the brokers that responded to my request is the same one that sold the 93 back in 2013. If it's under $200,000 for sale price, they get 10%. If it's over, it's 7%. Pricing, just based on me giving him a detailed overview of this unit and the condition, he's looking at between $100,000 and $150,000 that we can get. I do have another vendor that's interested, same thing. There's a non-exclusive clause in both of them, so we can advertise both, put it out there. And of course, they only get paid if we sell the unit through them.
Okay. Just so the resolutions, price should be paired so it can be brought up in finance. So mm-hmm. Just keep that as a kind of a time frame. But if you need help, just
The new truck, was that also through the grant as well?
No,
okay. It's being bonded. That'll be a bond that'll be for by the city. So it's finance.
Oh, fine. And how much is that?
The total was 1.4.
Yeah.
That was approved in November meeting.
Yeah. You guys keep my facial expression.
No,
that's a big number. We have the same thing.
That's about what you look like.
Yeah, that's real. You said the old ladder truck that you're trying to sell, you could probably get, what did you say?
Top's probably about $150,000. Of course, we're going to shoot for more, but every one of us here is a taxpayer, so the more we can get, we all benefit.
Right. Yeah. So.
And there was money set aside already for this truck, green the bank, right?
There was, but there were several years that they didn't bring money into that.
I think right now, I think it's like $353,000 is what is set aside for the new truck.
Okay.
I think that's about.
Okay, so anything else?
The parking lot in the central station, the last snowstorm, and it's by no means DPW's fault, it's just the condition of the parking lot. A good chunk of the parking lot was torn up. I'm looking at the curb that flows into the back doors of the station. That bank is starting to give way, and that curbing is starting to flop over. When you even step on it, it's loose, so that's going to need to be addressed sooner than later. I'll see what I can do with DPW to see if they can do something with it.
Is it a big area that if they do not work, if they have extra?
The parking lot is on the far end by the cockpit factory, as well as directly behind the gate doors. It can just start to come up in chunks. It creates a problem when snow thaws and then refreezes, and it becomes an icy condition back there. And with the curbing, that's going to have to get reinforced somehow, that entire bank in the back. And I know that when they built the station, they had obtained the retaining wall from the hospital before they built the parking garage. I don't know if you remember that big retaining wall that was in the back. The city obtained that. I don't know if we still had it or not, but the intended purpose was to actually reinforce that and fill it in. So
I can
Dear Air, we can approach Rob or Ron and see what.
Whatever you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And then, the yoga plunge is Saturday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Duane's calling in. He said, "Ray, did you say you're going in?" Just as cool as he. Did you say you're just as cool as he?
Yeah.
Right?
I'll get to you, bro.
I'll be the handler. early forecast is looking good in terms of my spending with the numbers, which is great. So another good event by your guys. It's amazing, what you guys are doing over there with getting this together. And my thing, some of the training and the equipment for the stage. Anything for you guys? You guys got anything? Newbie, you got anything?
No, if I still have pneumonia, I won't be plunging. I'm a proud member of the team.
Okay. Is there anything else, guys? Okay. Thank you guys for everything. I have a motion to adjourn. Well, I'm sorry. Anything for the public?